Hey folks, Dan Freer here in the Mortgage Update. Today is August 7th, 2020. And why I'm posting this right now is we're hitting big resistance when it comes to the MBS market. So I wanted to alert everybody out there, especially realtors and or loan officers that follow me and consumers. If you're looking to lock, it's a good time to lock. If your mortgage advisor didn't lock you the other day, which we did. So if you're with us, you're probably 99% chance you're locking unless there's an issue or you're not closing for 60 days. So we got your back on this one. So let me go over what's going on right now. Right now we got a lock alert and I posted this the other day. And I also let my team know first thing this morning when I had some other indications that came in that I'm not gonna go over right now that I know. So basically what happened with today's numbers is the jobs numbers came out actually better than expected. So it pushed up the MBS number up. We opened up 20. And I'm like, man, did I completely miss the boat? But that's the opening. But by time everybody and us and all the other banks and everything, by time you take that data and you transpose it and put it in all your data and everything and go to post mortgage rates, rates for just a small window were equal to where we locked everybody just the other day. And then from there we crashed. We went down just when this alert was posted, we were down negative 9. So we opened up 20 and then it went to a negative 9. That's a 30-point swing. Why? We're hitting resistance levels. That's one of the biggest issues. And then you're gonna see some other stuff. The talks are basically coming to a halt. I kind of predicted that was coming. So let me go over this real quick with you and then I'll let you guys go. And if you haven't locked in your clients, lock them in. If you're my mortgage advisors, I already posted this about an hour ago to lock. When I saw it open up 20, and if we didn't have anybody locked, we locked you and then we crashed from there. But basically, the only economic news out today, again, was actual jobless or job. The jobs report had 1.7 million jobs created. The estimate was 1.6. So that was great. The unemployment rate dropped to 10.2. Good. I mean, in sense of, you know, where we were. And then here's the thing that also concerns me. Is average earnings are down almost 5% year over year. And that's concerning. So you have a lot of people unemployed and a lot of people taking less money. So those things are going to, I think, spike the forbearance market. And you guys all know how I feel about the forbearance market. If that's the only route you have to save your home, do it. But there are many other alternatives, and I won't go through that right now because this is just an alert post to just advise everybody to lock. If you're not using us or you're a mortgage lender and you follow me, lock in your clients. And here's just so you guys know on your end as a consumer, when you start seeing the headlines, and this is what's frustrating, and I posted this the other day, is you have a lot of headlines coming out saying, hey, rates just hit a historic low again. And it's like Wednesday or Thursday. And I didn't know this, most of the media is following a Monday and Tuesday, the Monday, Tuesday reports versus the previous Monday, Tuesday. So let's say on Wednesday or Thursday, rates spike. Well, you might have news midday to say, hey, rates are at a historic low again. And if you follow me, which I highly suggest you do, I tell you every day what's going on. So that's it. If you'd like to reach out to me and I could be of any help to you, you can go to my website. It's therateupdate.com. You can reach me personally right down here below at 844-775-LOAN. Or you can shoot me an email. My name is Dan Frio. So you can shoot me an email at dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at preferredrate.com. That's it. I will be posting a little bit later this afternoon on how the day ends. But for now, lock them in if you got them. Take care. God bless. I will see you in a little bit.